You're listening to the Business Roundup on Friday, the 12th of November 2010, with me, Claire Carswell. Looking first of all at the Daily Telegraph business section on the front page there. Germany blamed as Irish debt costs soar. Ireland pointed the finger at Germany for stoking fears that the holders of government bonds should be forced to suffer losses as the cost of the nation's borrowing hit fresh highs. Also on the front there, Cameron tells G20 to end trade barriers. David Cameron urged G20 leaders to commit to global trade deal to open markets and boost world economy. Nation's failure to conclude the Doha round of trade negotiations after almost a decade is an international embarrassment, the Prime Minister said. As we move into the next page of the Telegraph section, page 83 in fact, property firms take up fight against directive. European hedge fund rules could cause £55 billion damage. The fight against Europe's controversial hedge fund regulations, which were finally passed by European Parliament yesterday, is to be taken up by commercial property companies, which warned that the rules could cause them as much as €65 billion, which is £55 billion, of collateral damage. The business section in the Times, their lead story, upbeat BT fights back in battle of broadband giants. Ian Livingstone has started to deliver on his promise to fix BT as the telecoms giant took its largest slice of the broadband market and continued to turn round its struggling IT services unit. Also, an Irish story in the Times, bonds plunge as Ireland slides towards EU bailout. Irish government bonds plunged to new lows yesterday as the belief grew that Dublin will be forced to seek rescue financing next year. Brian Lenihan, the finance minister, said the blowout in bond spreads was now very serious as the cost of insuring against default by Ireland soared. Their main graphic as we move into the next page of the business section in the Times features pensions. UK shares fall off the radar of big investors. And there's a massive graphic here taking in various pie charts. There's five pie charts, five graphs, and an image of someone of a golfer who looks somewhat similar to Colin Montgomery. And detailing, going into lots of statistical detail regarding British pensions. The typical British defined benefit pension fund, once the mainstay of the stock market, now has just 1/6 of its assets invested in homegrown shares. Also a feature piece here, Britons are richer than they have ever been, but they still spend on the never-never. Britain's net wealth climbed back to 2005 levels last year, largely because of a mini-revival in the housing market. The Scotsman's business section. Aegon boss Thorazin warns of tough choices on cost cuts. Otto Thorazin, head of Life and Pensions Group, Aegon UK, yesterday warned he faced hard decisions on cost-cutting, despite the firm swinging back into the black in the third quarter. A recovery of stock markets and shaking off the effects of one-off charges in the same period last year meant the group's underlying earnings before tax topped £24 million, compared with the £7 million lost a year earlier. Also above that, we have a story, again, linking in today's main front pages, pictures of Harry Potter. And the story with that, restaurants expecting a blockbuster. Chico and Frankie and Benny's owners' restaurant group is banking on a strong lineup of blockbusters such as the latest Harry Potter film to boost customer numbers over the coming months. They also have a comment piece that also looks upon the Irish situation. Ireland edges nearer the precipice as yields soar. Just when you think things couldn't get any worse for Ireland, they did. Although the first, some irony, on the day most people began to believe Ireland was insolvent, the food retailer Iceland announced plans to open 100 stores in the Republic. And that's by Erica Askland. Further into this section, or business section in the Scotsman. The Herald leads with the story of the new appointment of Simone Lockhart. Searches Scottish arm has new chief. Recruitment company's MD predicts growth in fee income. The recruitment company, Search Consultancy, has appointed long-serving Simone Lockhart as managing director for Scotland as it targets 25% growth in Scottish net fee income in 2011 from this year's £11 million. The Herald also features a BT story. BT raises earnings forecast as broadband sales soar. Tax credit sees telecom giants post 7% drop in Q2 net profit. BT Group, led by Scottish-born chief executive Ian Livingston, has posted a 7% drop in fiscal second quarter net profit due to the tax credit a year earlier, but raised its full-year forecast on the back of strong performance in broadband services and BT Vision. That's a quick roundup of the business pages with me, Claire Carswell, on the 12th of November 2010.